I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 1st. 18-year-old Javon Harris will be arraigned today for the shooting death of 17-year-old Nathan Paul in Quincy earlier this month. Prosecutors say Harris turned himself in yesterday and will be arraigned today in Quincy District Court. Paul was shot as he sat in a car in Germantown and crashed in the Palmer Street area on February 15th. The Massachusetts Civil Service Commission has ordered Quincy to put Daniel Neenan at the top of the list when hiring the next round of Quincy police officers. The commission found that the city unfairly bypassed Neenan in favor of Mayor Thomas Koch's son. The city says Neenan was not hired because he was fired from a previous job and that he had applied to become a state police trooper. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott has appointed Chris Bell as special sheriff. Bell will serve as Sheriff McDermott if McDermott is unable to perform his duties. Bell was most recently senior advisor to the president of Quincy College, and as a former college board member, he also worked in the sheriff's office in various administrative positions. Governor Baker, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Patriots stars Mac Jones and Matt Light, and others will all participate in Granite Telecommunications' 9th annual Saving by Shaving fundraiser today at their State Street headquarters in North Quincy. The event is expected to raise $7.5 million for Boston Children's Hospital. The American Red Cross will hold a blood drive today at Blue Cross Blue Shield at State Street in North Quincy. That drive will take place from 8 a.m. to 1:45 p.m. You can go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 1st.